This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This unbelievably disturbing story is so revealing about the age in which we live, in which the world, as it should be, has been turned upside down. Yesterday, the Palestine Congress was due to take place in Berlin, in which a range of figures, Palestinian, Jewish, public intellectuals like Yanis Varoufakis, were due to speak. The Congress was based around exposing the reality of Israeli crimes in Gaza, crimes aided and abetted by Germany, which is Israel's second biggest arms dealer after the United States, to supporting the Palestinian cause and advancing a just and lasting peace, making sure, of course, that Palestinian voices are front and centre. Now, I was asked alongside other progressive figures, such as the Spanish leftist politician Pablo Iglesias, to sign a letter in support, important given the climate in Germany, I proudly did so. So what happened next? The German police shut it down, and it gets worse than that, as I'll explain. So only one speaker, Heb Jamal, a Palestinian-American journalist, was allowed to speak before the police shut the Congress down after Salman Abu Sitta, a Palestinian researcher in his late 80s, spoke for a minute via video link. Let's watch that moment and the response of attendees.
Ihre Versammlung hier im geschlossenen Raum wird hiermit durch die Polizei aufgelöst.
Was?
Bitte begeben Sie sich geordnet aus diesen Räumlichkeiten heraus und verlassen Sie die Räumlichkeit. Zum heutigen Zeitpunkt ist diese Versammlung hier und jetzt vor Ort beendet durch die Berliner Polizei.
You can see that they then cut off the power. Over 2,000 Berlin officers, an army, were involved in blocking access to the building, taking down the live stream and cutting off the power. Now, Jewish activists played a key role in organising this Congress. One of them is Yudi Raz, who was then arrested along with at least two other Jewish activists. Let's see him here being arrested by the Berlin police. Well, indeed. To repeat that, you are taking a Jewish person and then you're talking about anti-Semitism. We will talk about Germany's disproportionate crackdown on Jewish people shortly. Now, another Jewish activist was arrested outside for holding a Jews Against Genocide banner. Absolutely remarkable. According to the journalist James Jackson, the activist said the banner was rolled up and the police targeted me after they saw my Jewish star necklace. We know who the anti-Semites are. Well, I'm just going to be blunt about this. Let's just be very blunt. The sight of German police officers dragging away Jewish citizens because they're speaking out against genocide, well, that gives me the ick, which is an understatement. I'm only saying here what you're thinking. It's a gut response, isn't it? In this case, Jewish activists being demonised as dangerous subversives as they speak out against genocide and the German state comes crashing down on their shoulders. You feel comfortable with that, do you? Really? Is that what washing away Germany's obscene sins looks like? Really? This is also what happened. Ghassan Abu Sitta is a British-Palestinian reconstructive surgeon. I was honoured to share a platform with him at a conference organised on Gaza by the charity Warm One in London at the end of February. Now, he spent the first few weeks of Israel's onslaught in Gaza treating those maimed and mutilated by the Israeli military and bearing witness to unimaginable horror. And he's offered crucial public evidence about the horror unleashed against the people of Gaza. Underlining the huge respect he has rightly accumulated, Glasgow University just elected him as their rector. He won 80% of the vote. He's actually the nephew of Salman Abu Sitta, the speaker I previously mentioned, whose video link speech was shut down by the German police. Now, he was due to speak at the Palestine Congress himself, but he was detained and questioned at Berlin Airport for 3 hours and then banned from entering the country. He was also told that he was banned from recording any videos or engaging in any political activity in Germany. Indeed, he couldn't even record videos which could be shown at events in Germany. Listen to what I'm saying here. Obscene doesn't really do justice to this, does it? Now, as he rightly wrote, invited to address a conference in Berlin about my work in Gaza hospitals during the present conflict, the German government has forcibly prevented me from entering the country. Silencing a witness to genocide before the International Court of Justice adds to Germany's complicity in the ongoing massacre. Well, indeed, Germany shutting up, silencing witnesses to horrors that Germany is facilitating. Now, Yanis Varoufakis, the former Greek finance minister, politician, writer, someone who's appeared on this channel many times, all around good egg, has now also been banned by Germany's interior ministry from carrying out any political activity in Germany, including speaking via Zoom. Let's listen to Yanis Varoufakis.
Hello, this is Yanis Varoufakis with a message for my friends in Germany in particular, but not just in Germany. Do you know that the German Interior Ministry has just issued me with a ban? I've been banned from entering Germany. And indeed, if that were not enough, I've been banned from talking to you via Zoom, or indeed through a video message like this, the threat being that if I dare do it, exactly what I'm doing now, that I will be tried in Germany for breaking German law. Why? Because of a speech that I published yesterday on my blog, calling for universal human rights in Israel-Palestine, a speech that I was banned from delivering in the Palestine Congress in Berlin, which the police, in its infinite wisdom, entered the venue and violently disbanded. So my question to my German friends, to Germans in general, whether you agree with me or disagree with me, doesn't matter. Once you have a look at that particular speech, take a moment to read it or to listen to the video on my blog post or on dm25.org. Is this in your name? Is this something that you feel comfortable happening in your democracy? From my perspective, this is essentially the death knell of the prospects of democracy in the Federal Republic of Germany. Look at the speech, read it, and tell me if I'm wrong. Carpe diem.
Now, bear in mind, by the way, that this is all happening under a nominally sort of centre-left government. It's a government headed by the Social Democrats. Their leader, Olaf Scholz, is the Chancellor of Germany in coalition with the Green Party, although the centre-right Free Democrats are also part of this traffic light coalition. Nancy Faeser is the Federal Minister of the Interior, and she has declared, "It is good that the Berlin police have announced a tough crackdown on the so-called Palestine Congress in Berlin." So just to interject for a minute, I always find the passive-aggressive use of so-called really bemusing. What does she mean, so-called? It is just called the Palestine Congress. Weird. She adds, "We are keeping a very close eye on the Islamist scene."
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love, and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
is this person talking about? It's just defamatory nonsense from the German state. This was a Congress organised predominantly by leftists with the central involvement of German Jewish activists, some of whom were arrested. So what is she, Nancy Faeser, not Jewish, saying these kippah-wearing Jewish activists are part of what, the Islamist scene? Is this what she's saying? Well, she's saying that. Sorry, just to be clear, that was rhetorical. That's what she's saying. Now, you see, when authorities start waging war on obvious truth in such a blatant, flagrant, and shameless way, their legitimacy is in a lot of trouble. She goes on to say, anyone who spreads Islamist propaganda and hatred against Jews must know that this will be prosecuted quickly and consistently. We need immediate tough action when such crimes are committed. Crimes. Having a conference to talk about the mass slaughter of civilians, mostly women and children, is a crime. What she's saying is just lies. This is a Congress partly organised by Jewish activists taking on a genocidal war backed by Germany and supporting a just peace based on equality for Palestinian and Israeli citizens. That's not Islamist propaganda or hatred against Jews. The German state is lying through its teeth and putting the safety, including of German Jewish activists, at risk. That's what these hideous defamatory statements obviously do. What she's talking about here is criminalising basic democratic rights. Freedom of speech and freedom of assembly being portrayed as criminal. Now, I'm currently working with some Jewish German journalists on what's actually happening there, and there'll be a lot more on that to come. But I would again cite the work of researcher Emily Dish-Becker earlier this year, whose research found that almost a third of those cancelled in Germany for supposed anti-Semitism have been Jewish. Now, all of this is also being used to give legitimacy to the racist treatment of those of Muslim heritage. That's the biggest ethnic minority in Germany. I'll just give you one example. An Iranian German citizen got in touch with me. He's a gay man who fled Iran as a refugee. And because he called for a ceasefire, non-Jewish Germans have denounced him as a Nazi, an Islamist supporter, telling him to go back to what they describe as his shithole country. Again, to emphasise, the nation he fled as a refugee. He's had Germans demanding he put the Israeli flag, again, not Jewish Germans, non-Jewish Germans, demanding he put the Israeli flag on the door of the shop he works in. He's scared he's going to lose his job. Well, let's be clear. The idea that this is atoning for Germany's genocidal past is deranged. Germany being complicit in genocide. Germany clamping down on Jews, arresting them, persecuting them for opposing genocide, deplatforming them, menacing their jobs successfully in some cases, and more on that soon. Germany whipping up a racist firestorm against their biggest ethnic minority. Germany sending police officers to shut down the basic democratic rights of freedom of speech and freedom of assembly. Germany banning people from doing any political activity in their country. Does that sound to you like Germany atoning for its past? Let's just be clear here. Germany is using all of this to offer legitimacy to its racism, genocidal complicity, and naked authoritarianism. It's a moral and a political disgrace, and we all need to speak out. Funny, isn't it, how cancel culture, that whole narrative, died a death when all this began. How often do you hear people talking about cancel culture anymore? Because the people who use cancel culture as a narrative are the very people now pushing to silence and deplatform and fire people. Now, I would know I was involved in a firestorm the other week when I said that the German state was forcing others to pay for its own obscene crimes, which it is. Every day since I said that, seemingly, the German state has resolved to prove my point. But finally, something I want to end on. The apologists for Israel's genocidal campaigns are trying to silence those who oppose this historic crime. Smears, lies, distortions, deflections, deplatforming, sacking, arresting, clamping down on basic democratic rights. Well, guess what? It's not working. In Germany, which has resorted to the most repressive measures of any of these Western nations, with a media climate which has hidden and justified Israeli crimes, a poll at the end of March found 69% of German citizens thought Israel's military actions in Gaza were unjustified. Such polling is found across the Western world, including a new poll which finds more Americans than not think Israel is committing genocide. Those apologists for this historic crime, they're losing badly, catastrophically. The gap between the media and the political elites and public opinion is catastrophically big. Something's got to give. That's why they're doubling down more and more on lies, smears, and repression. Well, guess what? I don't think it's going to work, guys. The crime is too big, too obscene, and too shameless. I don't think they're going to get away with it. Not in the end. Yeah, sure, they can use the machinery of the state and the power of the media to scare people, to intimidate people, to lie, to persecute people. They can do all that. And they'll win short-term successes. But it's going to make it worse in the end for them. Because public opinion is so overwhelmingly on our side. And in the end, given people are already awake to the obscene crime being committed, those who tried to silence the very people who were trying to stop the genocide, the people who tried to silence those people, they're going to get damned. And they're going to suffer terrible consequences, their careers, their reputations and the rest. In some cases, I think they're going to go to prison. I'm still convinced people are going to go to prison over this. I don't think the impunity the Israeli state and their defenders have is going to last. I think it's going to dissolve. I mean, you can see that in terms of how public opinion is shifting. And I think the panic's realization amongst Israel's cheerleaders is beginning to set in. Yes, as things stand, you are silencing people. You're intimidating people. You're persecuting people. But you're going to lose. And that's no comfort to the Palestinian people as they are slaughtered in their tens of thousands, which is why we have to keep speaking up. Please like and subscribe. Do leave your comments. Do share the video. Keep the show on the road at patreon.com/soldiers84. Listen to the podcast. I'll speak to you soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.